Unit 11. Design. Recording 28.
Good morning, everyone. The aim of this talk is to examine the difference between monohull ferries and multi-hull ferries, or catamarans. I'd like to start by asking you a question. How old is the catamaran design? The answer is that it was probably first used by fishermen in southern India about 1,500 years ago. Later, the design spread through Southeast Asia. And that brings me to the design of the catamaran. It has two hulls which are joined together by a frame. In the West, people have built sporting and commercial catamarans for the past 100 years. And now they are also used as very large ferries, like the one on this slide. Each of the two hulls is powered by one engine. All right, now let's turn to some of the advantages of the catamaran design. First, they're lighter and faster. Also, because multi-hulls are wider than mono-hulls, their stability is better. The catamaran goes fastest when the waves are small. Now I'd like to move on to the dimensions of these ferries. If you look at this next slide, you can see the largest catamaran ferry in use today. It's approximately 126 metres long, just over 40 metres wide, and has a depth of 4.8 metres in the water. Right, so now let's look at the load that this ferry can carry. First, the HSS 1500. It can carry over 1,500 passengers and 375 cars. Next, the HSS 900. As its name suggests, it can carry 900 passengers and just over 200 cars. Let's talk about performance data. How fast can it go? When in service, the HSS 1500 travels at over 75 kilometres per hour, although it can reach a maximum speed of over 110 kilometres per hour. The HSS 900 is a little slower. So, was there a problem with the catamaran design? No, but there was a problem with the aluminium alloy used for the hulls. Finally, I should mention some more disadvantages of the multi-hull ferry. An important one was the build cost. It is always more expensive to build a multi-hull ferry than a mono-hull ferry. Then there was the question of running costs. I'd like to finish by showing you this graph, which compares the fuel costs of the two types of ferry, monohull and multihull. There's a huge difference. It's more expensive to run one multihull ferry than it is to run seven monohull ferries. So the most important factor today is fuel consumption. Fuel costs are certain to rise, not fall in future. So I don't think we shall see the construction of any more multi-hull ferries. Thank you.